We did it! We made it to the 100th episode of Leader Feeder. Our mission is to bring you regular bite-sized tips to help you become more effective as a leader, make your organization more successful, and inspire excellence in your team. So whether you are a listener to the Leader Feeder podcast, a subscriber to the Frontline Leadership YouTube channel, or just a regular reader of our blog, or you get the Leader Feeder email, or maybe you saw us on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter, congratulations on taking regular steps to improve your leadership effectiveness. Now, becoming a great leader is a process, kind of like us producing these Leader Feeder episodes. It's not an event, and we're honored that you look to us to help you and your team on your leadership journey. And speaking of your leadership journey, let's look at the three phases that you go through as a leader. The first phase is called the new leader phase. Secondly, you get into the I got this phase. And finally, the third phase is called the leadership legacy phase. So hey, when you've still got that new supervisor smell, the leadership journey is a big mixture of excitement and frustration. You're learning the ropes, you're balancing being friendly and approachable with your team, along with, of course, pushing them to perform at higher and higher levels. As you get more and more comfortable as a leader, you're likely entering the next phase of your leadership journey, phase two, which is the I got this phase. In this middle part of your journey, you've learned how to consistently drive performance, you've likely led different teams or departments, and you recognize what works and what doesn't work. Now, as you gain confidence and capability, there is a risk of complacency because you get used to the same old, same old. Some leaders get stuck in this mode, and one of the symptoms is that your cynicism increases and your level of engagement drops as a leader. That's usually a sign that you're ready to move into the final phase, the leadership legacy phase, where your focus can shift a bit from delivering daily results to having a lasting and long-term impact on your team and on the company. As a leader, you're going to leave your legacy one way or another. Either your team will remember you fondly for the impact you made on them, or they'll remember you as the boss they'd rather forget. In the legacy phase, you really want to help draw and grow out the capability of your team and inspire people to become leaders themselves. Your legacy is to be seen as a coach and a teacher, helping to empower your team to be self-sufficient. This motivates them and technically makes your job a little easier. Then, when it's your time to move on, you'll be leaving a strong team behind that is a high-performance culture, and it's more self-sustaining. Now remember that we're here to help you at every stage in your leadership journey. Whether it's through our public workshops or our on-site training that we deliver, you can visit us online for more information at uniquedevelopment.com. And of course, you can connect with us on social media, on Twitter or LinkedIn, or especially on Facebook, you can find us by searching for Frontline Leader.